The GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
GAA Vugas Falter Rash, Cajean Clare, an extended edition tonight, of course, an Ulster final special. Coming up in a moment, we'll be speaking to Dom Corrigan, former Fermanagh player and manager. And of course, Dom has two sons on the team as well, Rory and Tomás. But also in the company here in studio, and did I just see a former Donegal footballer, All-Ireland winner at under 21 and senior level, and of course a former manager of Fermanagh as well, probably arguably, I know Dom Corrigan may disagree with this, but probably arguably the most successful manager that the Ireland County has ever had, Charlie McGrew, who took them in 1994 to within a kick of a ball of a place in an All-Ireland final. But Charlie, just before the break there, we heard Declan Bonner and we heard him speak about the absence of Neil McGee, a blow to Donegal.
Yeah, I think it's a big blow, Tom. Neil McGee's one of them type. He's the old fashioned type of fullback that you don't see too much anymore. Like he minds the house specifically, and that's, you know, that's his kingdom in there. And woe betide anybody wants to come in there, they're gonna, you know, don't come into my house. Yeah. His attitude, like he's a wee bit, dare I say it, a wee bit like Martin Griffin of our era. Like, you know, he sort of minded the house as well. And apart from his own, you know, what he gives the team himself, I think that how the rest of the defence would feel, you know, once Neil is there, that it's solid, you know. So it's going to be a big loss. But I think Declan was talking about that factor, and he's acknowledged that himself, and they're going to rectify that situation. They're going to put somebody in there that's going to, you know, be as like Neil McGee as they can. You know,
there's not many in that squad like him.
No, it's very hard looking from the outside in to see what's going on at training. And I'm sure that there's somebody that is closely like him anyway.
Your own club man, Keelan Ward, seems to have been an option or have been moved in there on a couple of occasions.
Yeah, he's been moving Keelan in. Yeah, but Keelan's very adaptable. He's a very tigerish tackler. I thought Keelan Ward coming through it underage and that and through the club, that, you know, he's one of the best man tacklers, because his hands were very quick and his feet speed was very quick, and he is very fast off the mark, you know, and he's very, very great balance. So he is ideal for tackling that, you know. But sort of the last while, he's been sort of used more so as a ball carrier going forward, which he's quite good at as well.
Yeah, because one of the big threats in Fermanagh is in their full forward line with Sean and Seamus Quigley.
Yeah, you have the two Quigleys and you have the two Corrigans. Whether all four of them guys are able to get scores, so that, I mean, it's a strength that Fermanagh have, that the Donegal is going to have to make sure that they negate that strength and nullify it. It's going to be part of the overall game plan. You know, Fermanagh are going to try and make sure they get the ball to them guys as much as possible, so that they can create scores and get scores. And Donegal is going to be trying their best to make sure that they don't get the ball first of all, and then if they do get the ball, just assess them and bottle them up and get turnovers.
That's the voice of Charlie McGrew, former Donegal player and of course former Fermanagh manager as well. He's on the GAA programme with me tonight and here in studio, and I'm delighted to see I'm joined on the phone now by a former Fermanagh player and manager as well, Dom Corrigan, and of course a regular contributor here in Highland. Dom, good night to you.
Good evening, Tom. Good evening, Charlie.
And tell me, what's the mood like in Fermanagh?
Ah, it's bright and breezy here in Fermanagh tonight, and there's a wonderful mood around the county. It reminds me a bit like when Charlie's team in 2004 were marching all the way to the All-Ireland semi-final. Everybody out, massive support for the team in schools, in the community, in workplaces, everywhere. So it's not often that we get to an Ulster final. As Charlie knows, back in 04, we don't taste success that often, so when we do, we certainly appreciate it, and there's certainly a wonderful buzz ever since we beat Monaghan in Healy Park 3 weeks ago. The place is you know, it's just electric, and it's great to be a part of it.
Yeah, and of course does the fact that it's Donegal add to it?
I think so. You know, there's always a lovely rivalry and a healthy rivalry and great respect between the two counties, you know, and isn't it wonderful that it's not Tyrone or Armagh or Derry, you know, who'll be in the finals so often. They're Monaghan as well. So it's a novel pairing. You know, obviously Donegal are there. Maybe it's their sixth or seventh in a row. But for us to be there with them, that makes it a different final altogether. And certainly it's one that that has captured the imagination of everybody.
This is the sixth. The last was what, 2000 and what, 11 or 12 was it? 11?
No, our last final was 2008.
Yeah, 2008, what, 10 years ago? 10
yeah,
years 10 ago.
10 years ago. So the previous one to that was 1982. So we certainly don't get there too often. And now that we're here and after beating an Armagh team that were well fancied coming into Brewster Park, after beating them fairly comfortably and then edging out Monaghan then in the semi-final, you know, there's good confidence, there's good belief. And any team that has confidence, belief and a bit of momentum with them, they're always going to be dangerous. And that's why we're, you know, we're going to be travelling to Clonus on Sunday, not just in hope, but with a fair bit of belief as well.
And tell me, I was checking the records, one Dom Corrigan lined out in 1982. What's your memories of that?
Yeah, you know, very fond memories of getting to the final. Maybe not so fond of memories of playing in it. We beat Derry in the quarter final that year, beat them by a point. We beat Tyrone in the semi final. Things went very well for me personally both days, but the finals didn't go so well. And one of the things I remember most about it was maybe not so much the day of the match, but the day before the match. We had a bad spell of weather coming up to that, so maybe the week previous to that then there was good weather. So at that time, it wasn't so much about preps for the match, it was about saving the hay. And on the Saturday before the Ulster final, I'll always remember this, I was out on the family farm and we put up 40 rucks of hay. 40 rucks of hay was my preparation going into the Ulster final. 40 rucks of hay on the Saturday and then into the Ulster final, and Jim McCare beat me around the place in Clonus that day. And not so fond of memories of the final, unfortunately. But I suppose, being young at that time, 19, I thought this was going to come around fairly frequently. But we had a Donegal team that came along strong. Then after that, Cavan maybe won a few. And then, you know, it was 2008 before we got to another final. So probably when you're so young, you don't appreciate it at the time. And you look back with regrets now that we didn't, because Armagh beat us by 2 points in the final. We were leading going into the last 10 minutes, and Big Joe Kiernan came on, scored 3 or 4 points, made a massive difference, and they took home the bacon that day, and we were left just with regrets.
And tell me, remind us, who was on that Fermanagh team?
The Fermanagh team is always the most famous player at that time was Peter McGinnity. You know, Fermanagh's first All-Star, and he got the All-Star in 82. You know, he was their standing player. He played midfield. Philip Courtney was along with him there as well. Philip was one of the top midfielders in Ulster at that time. Kieran Campbell was full-back. Pat McCann, centre-half-back. Donald Fee, cornerback. Arthur McCaffrey was the team captain from Aaron Gales. Same club as Rory Gallagher. Paul McKenna, Jerry McElroy. So, no, it was a good team. We probably didn't maximise our potential. We had maybe done the hard work and beaten Tyrone that year in the semi-final, and we just didn't push on after that. I felt Armagh were there for the taking in the final, and we were just, that bit of naivety and that bit of inexperience and cost us, you know.
And tell me, what happened that team? You didn't build on that success of that year?
No, didn't build on it. The following year, 83, we beat Down in the first round in the quarter final, and they were...
That was a big achievement.
Yeah, they were National League champions in 1983, and we put them out in the first round, and then Cavan beat us in the semi-final, and I think Donegal, Charlie was in that team, Donegal beat them then in 83 in the Ulster final, and then after that then, we just lost a couple of players. A few went to America, a few retired, a few injuries, and they just fell away completely then. And that was the disappointing thing, you know.
Anyway, just hope you can stay with us, Dom. We'll look in a little bit more depth in the game in a few minutes. But I want to just very quickly, I'm joined, let's say, by PJ McGowan, of course, a former Donegal chairman, manager, player, and a man who also managed for Manor for a while. PJ, first of all, thank you for taking time to take the call. I know you're on your way from Armagh, a coaching meeting.
That's correct, Tom.
Obviously,
delighted to be talking to you.
Obviously looking forward to an Ulster final like the rest of us.
I am very much looking forward to it. And I think a lot of people are looking forward to it. From what I'm told, it's a sellout game. Of course, the capacity is now reduced to 28,000 in Clonus. But I think it's going to be capacity 28,000 there on Sunday. So, yeah, eagerly looking forward to it.
Yeah. As we mentioned, we have Charlie McGrew here in the studio with us, and we have Dom Corrigan on the phone as well. And all three of you, former Fermanagh managers, you 92, 93. I know I was speaking to you at the weekend for an article in the paper, and you always follow Fermanagh with great interest ever since.
Very much so. I think my time in Fermanagh was the late 80s, I think. I've kept a close eye on them. It was the first team that I managed at inter-county level, senior level, and I found them a great group of fellas and a great county board to work with. And we had limited success, I suppose, but nevertheless, I enjoyed my time there very much.
Yeah.
And built some lasting bonds with many of the players there.
Yeah. Won a first championship in 10 years, I think, if the record...
We did. The county hadn't been successful for 10 years prior to the first game that we played. We had Antrim, I think, in Brewster Park. And we managed to get through that, and then we came up against Derry, managed by Father Hegarty in Celtic Park, and they gave us a wee bit of a chastising, really. And the following year, then, we were drawn against Antrim again, and we beat them in Casement Park this time. And then we were unfortunate enough to come up against my home county, Donegal, in Oma, in an Ulster semi-final. And again, that was an outstanding Donegal side, and we didn't do so well either. And I know I found that match particularly difficult because my own family were going supporting Donegal and I was a manager for Fermanagh. So I found that difficult, Tom. But there's much more of that happening in Gaelic games today than was at that time.
Yeah, we're just going to take a break for a moment from the Ulster Senior Final, and hope PG can just stay with us for a moment, and
I can.
Dom Corrigan and Charlie McGrew here in studio with me, and of course Derry are in the Ulster Under 20 Final on Sunday as well. They're playing Armagh, and I'm delighted to see I'm joined on the line by Michael McMullen of the County Derry Post. He's a sports editor there, and well, certainly looking forward to that final. And I suppose, given what's happened in the last couple of weeks or so, it's a strange kind of final in many ways, Michael.
It is. I was talking to Mickey Donnelly the other day, and you know, he was saying that he feels that Derry have been inconvenienced nearly as well, just for the sheer fact that they don't really know how to prepare. They don't really know who to match up with.
We're talking about the fact that what 10 is it of the Armagh players?
There's 9 and 10 mentioned. Now there's talk of an appeal, and it's on Thursday night, so it leaves Derry very much in the dark as to what's happening. And from chatting to my colleagues in the Armagh camp, they're keeping very tight-lipped. They don't want to release anything because they feel it will sort of impinge on their sort of appeals process. But I feel Derry would have been favourites for it regardless. It just leaves a bit of a cloud under, you know, surrounding it now coming into Sunday.
A bit of a surprise, is it? Or was there an anticipation that Derry would make it to the final?
To be totally honest with you, and I said this to Mickey, I felt Donegal were massive favourites for it, and I didn't expect Derry to come out of that one. But, you know, it's a wee bit like Derry Miners in 2015, where Donegal and Michael Carroll were highly fancied, and Derry turned them over. It's not unlike that campaign. And, you know, then Derry went into the down game pretty convincing favourites and had to come back from 10 points down. So Derry, until the melee in the Celtic grounds, Derry have sort of been the story of this championship so far, and I fancy them to win on Sunday. It'll be a great boost to football in the county.
And has Mickey Donnelly got everybody, or has he any injuries?
Young Owen Bradley from Steelstown, he broke his metatarsal in the last game, and he's gone. Brian Cassidy from Slantneil, he wasn't available the last day because he was playing in the Christian Cup. He's now available. So that sort of one balances out the other. There's not everybody in the county bought into the squad. Some joined it, some didn't. But I think the bottom line is, Mickey said at the start of the year, he wanted to work with small numbers because of the nature of the under-20 competition. And it was a case of anybody he thought was going to be committing to the senior squad in the next 5 or 6 years were the people they wanted. And lo and behold, here they are on the verge of maybe being the first ever under-20 winners after being the last ever minor winners when it was under-18. So that in itself would be a novel story.
Yeah, and obviously a big boost of football in the county at a time when it's pretty low.
It is. The senior, there's no doubt about it. It's low from the point that Derry are going into next year's campaign in Division 4. But the under-17s are playing Tyrone the following week. And as I keep saying, there's so many successful club and school teams in Derry that, you know, Division 4 definitely isn't an accurate barometer, but it is what it is. And maybe an under-21 Ulster title, possibly with an under-17, if things worked out, would be a good way to build going into next season. But, you know, Division 4 is what it is. But this Sunday, I fancy Derry to come through, and it would be a novel, you know, winning it for the first time.
Michael, look, unfortunately the clock is catching up on us. Thank you indeed for joining us, and the best of best of luck to Derry on Sunday. That's Derry, of course, against Armagh in that Ulster Under 20, and a big cloud over it with obviously all those Armagh players suspended following that brawl or fracas or whatever you want to call it after the semi-final against Tyrone a couple of weeks ago. We're in studio here with Charlie Mulgrew, a former Donegal player and, of course, former manager. And on the phone, I've got Dom Corrigan of Fermanagh and PJ McGowan, of course, former Donegal chairman and player and manager as well. We'll go to you first, PJ. Looking ahead to Sunday, what's your thoughts on it? Where's the big battles, the key areas?
Well, I think there'll be a number of big battles throughout the field, Tom. The forecast, I think, for Sunday is good, so we're looking forward to a good day and certainly looking forward to a big crowd and a bumper occasion. I don't think it's going to be a classic game, Tom. If Fermanagh play as they played against Monaghan, they were set up very, very defensively, and Monaghan found them hard to break down, and I don't see them being that much different on Sunday. I know Donegal have played a more expansive game this year. They've moved the ball forward much quicker, and I'm delighted for that myself, because I think that the type of football we had been playing there over and back across the pitch was a bit sore in the eye, really. But I think we're going to have a lot of patience on Sunday. Watched Roscommon playing in the Connacht final last Sunday against Galway, and they exercised a hell of a lot of patience in the first half playing against the Breeze and worked scores through the Galway defence. And the second half, they lost that bit of composure and subsequently lost the game. I think it's going to be a tight battle, and Rory Gallagher will have his homework well done on the Donegal team. But nevertheless, I think Donegal have too many aces in the pack, shall we say, to let this one slip. And I feel Donegal will win it.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of, you mentioned Rory Gallagher there, obviously he knows the Donegal players inside out. He's worked with them both at under 21 and senior level for the best part of the last 5 or 6 years. Does that give him a slight advantage?
It helps. It helps to a degree. But really, at the end of the day, it depends upon quality footballers. And I think that Donegal have more quality in their side than Fermanagh have. I mean, you can prevent teams playing to a certain degree, but you can't prevent all 15 really playing. You might nullify one or two players. They kept Conor McManus very quiet when they played Monaghan. And, for example, I think Donegal have more options than one or two players to get scores. And it may be difficult for Fermanagh to hold all of our scoring threats.
Look, PJ, we let you go. I know you're on the road back from Armagh. We thank you for taking the time out to talk to us, and a safe trip back, and we'll see you Sunday.
Not at all, Tom. Thank you.
That's PJ McGowan there, former Donegal manager, former player, and of course, former Donegal chairman as well when Donegal won that All-Ireland in 2012. So Dom Corrigan, obviously that's what they're thinking here in Donegal. What's the thinking on the game in our Fermanagh?
Yeah, well, after listening to PJ there, I'm not so sure we'll travel at all. But I can see exactly where he's coming from. PJ's hoping that it's going to be a classic. I'm hoping that it's a dull, boring game of football, because if it's an open, expansive game, which Donegal have been playing so far this year, we're in trouble. So I don't think we're going to see that type of match on Sunday. I think it's going to be much tighter, because Rory Gallagher's a shrewd man. Him and Racy McMenamin, that have looked at Donegal against Cavan, against Derry and against Down, and they've seen that when you go man-to-man and leave gaps all around the pitch, especially from, you know, in your own defence, Donegal have got real quality to exploit that. I've been mighty impressed with Donegal in all of those games, and I've seen them in the National League a wee bit as well. So given space and given time, yes, there's real quality there and they will hurt you. But our plan, of course, is to take Donegal into a situation where they haven't been yet this year, and keep the game nice and tight. Like against Armagh, we did that. Against Monaghan, we did that. And did it very effectively and efficiently. And, you know, there's no secret that is going to be, we're not going to be going all-out attack against Donegal, because there's far too much pace in that team that if they did turn you over and you weren't, you weren't protected at the back, well, then they would destroy you. And that's what happened down. Down were very naive. In fact, I've never seen a Down team as poor as what played in that semi-final. They were naive in the extreme, and didn't seem up for the contest at all. So it's going to be a totally different game to what Donegal have been used to so far. Obviously, they have key players, and I agree with PJ. Whilst Monaghan had McManus, and once he was curtailed, then that was a fair part of the Monaghan attack blunted. But you look at Donegal this year, Jamie Brennan, I've been hugely impressed with him. I've been very impressed with Paddy McBrearty. Michael Murphy has rediscovered his best form from a few years ago as well. Young Langan at centre-half forward. And a very influential player there is Frank McGlynn, operating, starts at wing forward, but goes back as the sweeper. So they've got loads of quality there, but Fermanagh's aim on Sunday is to nullify those threats and to just impose our game on them. Don't let them get the head start that they got against Derry and again against Down. Like against Down, the game was over after 15-20 minutes. You might as well have went back out to Rosslea Road after 20 minutes. So there's no secret to the fact that Donegal will be looking a big start against Fermanagh. Fermanagh will be looking to keep it as tight for as long as possible. And I predicted Fermanagh to beat Armagh, to beat Monaghan in low-scoring contests, and that's the way they turned out. And I think, you know, I'd be going the same. I feel that I know that Donegal have very good players, but I think Fermanagh's players have been undervalued. I think there's quality in the Fermanagh team. Throughout, the two Cullens in defence have been playing brilliantly. Declan McCusker, Paul McCusker. Barry Malone has found his best form again. And then, you know, Ryan Jones and Owen Donnelly, we have a very powerful and very mobile and athletic midfield pairing, which probably Donegal haven't come up against yet. Like, the Down midfielders were very slow and cumbersome, caused no threat at all. Jones and Donnelly are two different operators. So I feel that we've got an advantage there, and it'll come down then to, I suppose, as PJ was saying there, it's a sellout, it's 28,000. Donegal have a lot of young players on this team that haven't tasted an Ulster final experience before. How will they respond to that? How will the Fermanagh players respond? So the big game and how players respond to it is going to come into the equation as well. But I'd be of the firm belief that if Fermanagh can bring that same quality and that same level of work rate to it that they brought against Monaghan, then Donegal will find it very, very difficult to penetrate and get through for scores.
And Charlie McGrew, in less than a minute, can you sum up how you think it's going to go?
Yeah, how are you doing, Dom? I haven't talked to you in a long time. Good to hear you.
Charlie?
I'd be thinking Dom is correct, 100% correct. Fermanagh are going to do their best. But rather than repeat what Dom's saying, I think whatever team actually gets the go, and it's going to be important, like it's going to be important for Fermanagh that they get the go at the beginning, and it's going to be more important that Donegal get the go. So Donegal need to get on top of Fermanagh right from the get-go, and if they can dominate the game in the first 10 minutes and build on that, that's what they're going to have to do. But if Fermanagh if Fermanagh get that edge at the beginning, it's going to be a long and difficult day.
Charlie, I'm sorry to cut in on you there, but that's the voice of Charlie McGrew, former Donegal player. My thanks also to Dom Corrigan of Fermanagh, PJ McGowan of Donegal, and of course Michael McMullen, Karen Guthrie as well earlier on. And of course Donegal are in the Nicky Racker Cup final on Saturday. Oisin Kelly and Ray Jurek will bring you live coverage of Donegal versus Warwickshire from Croke Park. From me, Tom Comack, my thanks to Peter McGann, and my thanks also to Jimmy Stafford, Gugin Shockton, and Huggins Long as well.